Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I was special teaming it up all during the week.
Patrick Manily.
My all-time favorite Bear would have to be Patrick Manily.
Bears long snapper for 16 seasons.
Manily is the long snapper, and they fake it. And it's Maynard, the holder, and he fires the pass, and it's caught for the touchdown. Brian Urlacher on the reception. Pretty good imagination.
Craft Beer Mogul.
Are you drinking the Kool-Aid?
I'm drinking a long snapper IPA.
Patrick Manily.
At least we're talking about a coach taking his shirt off and not firing him.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All we've been doing the last few years is talking about it.
Or what he was doing on his desk. Yeah. We don't want to talk about that.
Or his haircut.
Yes. Oh, my God. His Great Gatsby party.
His
bees.
That's right.
I had one buzz in the tower there.
Patrick Manily with Spiegel and Holmes.
And a ton of stuff. Of course, the Manily snap.
On 670 The Score.
We love Patrick Manily. He's a good man and thorough. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hello, Patrick.
What's happening, gentlemen? How are we doing?
Oh, yeah, we won. We won the game. That's why I brought all my bees to help celebrate the win. We're going to let them loose. Oh, no, stop stinging. Stinger, stop doing it. This is what would have happened with a Matt Eberflus celebration. But we don't have that. We got Ben Johnson. No, it's better. It's much, much better.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's much better, guys. Even after that loss against the Packers, I think we I felt like we watched two playoff teams, right? I don't feel like we, you know, in the years past, we've just watched us lose to the Packers. And I felt like, you know, it's disappointing we lost, but I'm not upset. Like, I'm not discouraged, I guess is the word about the Bears right now.
It felt like a playoff game, Patrick.
It did. Yeah, it did. I mean, you have two good teams. I was curious of who was going to show up with the Packers because they've kind of been up and down all year long. And then Jordan Love showed up, and he's been the kind of the engine behind that entire team. And he obviously dissected Dennis Allen, that defense, with their blitzing and man-on-man defense. And then, you know, I was hoping Caleb would pull it out at the end. So what I'm kind of saying is I was hoping there were two playoff-caliber quarterbacks, and hopefully Caleb will learn from that. But it did. It felt like a playoff game.
Yeah, Jordan Love is definitely ahead of the curve, as he should be, in year number six in the NFL, yeah. Which feels impossible, frankly. Hey, there was a dirty kick that went awry there from Cairo Santos. Is that just the cost of doing that kind of business? For those who don't know, it's an intentionally ugly kickoff that's meant to try and pin the opposition, but Cairo hit it short. What do we do about it?
Yeah, I read some of Hightower's quotes today about it. I guess it was after Cairo hit the 41-yard field goal. He felt confident in him doing it. You know, obviously they're practicing in that weather, and the weather does play a part in that. But as a coach, you just want to make it easier on the player. That's my opinion on that. You take that one away from him. I think as a coach, you say, sorry, Cairo, I did that. But I also want you to execute it. You're a professional and you're supposed to do that. So it's wrong in both regards because they went down after that and they scored a touchdown and you gave it to them on the 40-yard line. So that hurts. So if I'm the coach, I'm looking at myself more than I am the player. I'm not going to ask the player to do that again in that situation, especially this week and this cold they're going to play in.
What made you the happiest from the Bears' performance, Patrick?
The no quit, the coming back in the second half. Figuring themselves out. I did like the fact that Ben Johnson used the passing game to open up the run game in the second half, that there was no quit. I mean, that's the biggest thing, is that they could have folded, and we've seen it in the past. And we've talked about belief in this team when all these games they win with one score games, final plays and things like that. And I think that game kind of summed it up. If Caleb makes that throw, we're talking maybe a different situation. We might be talking the coming out party for Caleb of like, oh my gosh, he did it again and beat the Packers on the road to put them at 10-3. Unfortunately, he fell short. I like what he said in his press conference about, you know, learning from that situation, expecting to do better the next time. And that's what I expect from him as well.
Would you have gone for two?
Yes. 100% in that situation. Watching that, I'm like, they're going for two. They have to. That's Ben Johnson too. I think it is. I don't know if he gave the answer or not. I haven't heard that, but I don't think he did, but I think you have to in that situation, just where you are with, what, 27 seconds to go, 23 seconds to go or whatever, and then not giving them a chance to win the game. Jordan Love's been hot, hitting him with big plays later in the game, or in all game, really. So, yes, I would have gone for two.
Pat, you were great in postgame talking about that as a potential kind of defining moment in the Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams relationship.
Yes.
I wonder how you think it's played out since then, the way that Ben has talked about Caleb this week. He's been honest and a bit critical in terms of like how many reps Caleb needs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. If it does define them a little for right now, what's the definition, you know?
I think it's great. I think it's just the growth between player and coach. And it's coach learning player and player learning coach. And it was a moment to me where the coach handed him the game, said, listen, young man, now I'm going to give you the keys. I'm going to let you win this game for us. You can run it, you can throw it, or you can throw it, right? He basically had three options on that play, and he put the ball in Caleb's hand, and I love it. And then now it's a chance for them to coach each other up during the week. They can talk, you know, from coach to player and player to coach, what he felt comfortable with. What did he see? Did he like rolling left? Would he rather go right? What would he rather do in that situation? So to me, it was a great moment.
We've asked everyone that we can about this, and I know that you've probably watched highlights or film on Myles Garrett. What's the scariest thing about Myles Garrett?
The way he looks. Seriously, you just turn on the tape and you're like, who is that guy? You know, it's like Julius Peppers, right? When Julius Peppers walked in the locker room, you've seen him before and we played against him, but I'm like, that's just a different human. That's an avatar. He's a different man. And that's just the way he looks. But to be able to get off the ball, to be as agile as he is, to play the run, the pass, to be as smart as he is. He just looks like he knows what play is coming. Kind of reminds me of like an Urlacher pre-snap or like a quarterback that knows what's going to happen defensively. That's what it is. But to me, Lawrence, it's just when you put on the tape, you just see big 95 and you're like, oh my God. And then I just finished watching a little bit of Trent Williams versus him. Now that's a matchup to watch. That is two big men going at it. There's a lot of respect. It was kind of interesting. You know, they're competing very hard, but there's a lot of butt tapping going on between the two of those just for the respect you could tell each other that each other had for each other.
Well, it'd be interesting if you get Darnell Wright maybe gets to go one-on-one with him a little bit.
He will.
But there's no way they let Ozzie Trapillo go one-on-one if Miles goes over to that side, right?
No, and what they do is maybe you guys have talked about it. They line up in that wide nine, so they're really, really wide in their stance. And Ben Johnson's been good at this with kind of bunching in the receivers, whether it be Rome. Hopefully he can play because he's done a nice job of it throughout the year with helping the tackles in protection, whether it's Cole or Loveland or whoever it is out there. When you are in a wide nine like that, you kind of open yourself up to that, you know, motion in or alignment of a receiver tight end out there to help you out. But it works every now and then with him. But obviously with him having as many sacks as he does, not everything works. But the game plan with Ben Johnson and Roshar come up with to stop this guy, or I won't call stop it, limit him, will be interesting to watch.
You excited for the Manly Awards this weekend?
Yeah, man. We're in year seven, Lawrence. I appreciate you helping out again. It's been a lot of fun. It's been neat because it starts in the offseason where all these kids are talking about it. They want to win this award. They want to get to Chicago. They want to come to Bernie's Book Bank. They want to be a part of it. So it's become a competition amongst these guys, and they enjoy now being recognized. And we have, quite a few guys that have played in the NFL. We've had one get drafted. I think we have four or five guys right now that are currently in the NFL. So we're doing a nice job of selecting the right ones, I feel. So I'm excited to have these guys come in town tomorrow. And we're going to do a book distribution down on the south side of Chicago with all three of them. And then go from there Saturday night. You'll be there. We'll have Coach Wonstadt and Bruce Bowen, the former great NBA great, as the panelists. So we'll have a great time to find out who the winner is this year.
That's awesome. Tom Brady was talking about long snappers for a minute during the game.
Yeah, shout out Lonnie Paxton.
yes, he did. But, man, that's awesome. I love that. The young long snappers of the world, they grow up aspiring to win the Pat Manley Award. That is tremendous.
Yeah. Speaks, it's kind of wild, man, to have my name on it. It's interesting. My daughter tells me all the time, like, Dad, this award is going to have your name on it forever. I'm like, well, it's actually your name, kiddo, so maybe in the future you'll be giving away the award once I pass away. But it is kind of – it's one of those moments you pinch yourself. But more importantly, it's benefiting Bernie's Book Bank, which I'm excited about. It's something near and dear to me. So, listeners, if there are still tickets available, you can go to berniesbookbank.org and buy tickets and come up there Saturday night to have a good time. We'll have some long snapper IPA, some food, and a good awards ceremony as well. So I'm really excited for it.
See you Saturday night, Patrick.
All right, we'll see you guys. Have a good week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.